Welcome to Kingdom City Church's prophetic radio broadcast with Prophet Brian Karn. Enjoy today's message.
In light of everything that's going on in our country, I've communicated to you all that this virus, this calamity, these things that we are experiencing in our country are not going to get better. All right? That things are absolutely going to get worse. And if that is true, and since that is true, and we know that for sure, one thing that we're going to have to learn and tap into and get a great grasp and understanding is, one thing we got to understand is that you are not a citizen of this country. See, come on. Because you have to understand that. Because if you don't understand that, you're going to subject yourself to the rules, to the obligations, to the culture. If you don't understand that I am not bound by what goes on in this world, in this government, you will unconsciously begin to accept things that you don't have to accept because you are not from here.
That's right.
All right?
That's
right. First of all, you need to understand that you are in this world, but you are not what? All right. Now, that has to be more than just a statement. That has to be more than just something we say in church. You really must come to a consciousness and get it in your spirit. Proverbs 23:7 lets us know, as a man what?
Thinketh.
As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So however you think, I'm going to know the way you think because I'm going to see it in your behavior. If you think you are defeated, you're going to act defeated. If you think you are sick, you're going to act sick. If you think you're broke, you're going to act broke. Everything that is going on in your life is a direct reflection and a direct result of the way you think. No, you don't want to hear that. No, you can't receive that. No, you want to blame everybody else. But if you want to change your life, you got to change your mind.
Amen.
Try it again. Look at somebody and say, change your mind. Come on, say it again. Change your mind. Now, that's true. All right? Now, that has to be something that is engrafted in your heart that I am not from this world. I was from this world when I first was born. But Jesus had a conversation with a man named Nicodemus and said to Nicodemus, you must be what?
Born
again. That's John 3:3. He said, you must be born again. Now, he said, how am I, old as I am, going to enter into my mother's womb? He said, I'm not talking about natural birth. Hey, he said, I'm talking about a spiritual birth. He said, the wind bloweth where it listeth. You don't know where it came from. That's the same way the spirit world is. You can't see the wind, but you can feel the wind. Come on, say it with me now. You can't see it. You don't even know what wind looked like. All you know is the effects that wind causes. So when I look at a tree, I can say, wind just hit that tree. Come on. When I look at a dress moving, I say, wind just hit my dress. Why? Not because I can see it, but I can feel it. I'm trying to get you to understand it. Just because you can't see it, don't mean it don't exist. You are a part of another kingdom. And the new kingdom that you are a part of is not a kingdom that you can see with your natural eyes.
Yeah.
But there's another world, anybody shy, that is greater than the world you are living in today.
Yeah.
Tell somebody, I'm part of another kingdom. Don't be scared to say it. Say, I'm part of another kingdom. Now, once you understand that, you will not act like you are from this world.
Yes, sir.
And when you don't act like, my God, I feel like preaching. When you don't act like you from this world, you will be seen as arrogant. You'll be seen as you think you all of that. I don't think I'm all of that. I just have a revelation that you don't have. And because I have that revelation, I carry myself differently. You remember when Elisha was having a conversation with his servant Gehazi. Remember, there was a spy over there in Syria that was coming against the children of Israel. And they thought it was a spy, but it wasn't a spy. They had a prophet. They had a man of God that was showing them what was going on. You remember that? And here go Gehazi, scared to death, because he wakes up one night and see all of these enemies on their track, trying to destroy them. This is what he sees with his natural eye. Runs back to Elisha and say, Lord, have mercy. They gonna get us. How you figure they gonna get us? I see them. It's a whole bunch of them. It's a bunch of them, but it's two of us. It's a bunch of them, but it's two of us. He said, Lord, open his eyes. Hey, so he can see what I see. Yeah, 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 yeah. When God opened this man's eyes, he looked at him and said, you right about it. He said, the minute his eyes came open, he saw a host of angels and chariots. And he said, more be they with us than they that are with them. I'm trying to get you to understand there's a kingdom that's bigger than the kingdom that you see. And that's the kingdom that you are part of. And because you are part of that kingdom, you have something called immunity. Say, I have immunity. Now, what is immunity? Immunity means you got protection.
Right.
You got exemption from something. But I want to go further. It means that your exemption is from something, especially an obligation. But what I want to focus on, you are immune from penalty. Somebody shout penalty. You got to get this in your heart and let this arrest your heart. You have been exempt. You are immune from penalty. What was my penalty? I'm going to tell you what it was. Death. Romans chapter 6 verse 23 declares, for the wages of sin is what?
Death.
Look at somebody, shout death. Say it again, shout death. That's what my wage was. That's what my payment was. I messed up. I did wrong. And because I did wrong, I took on a penalty. Now, the Greek word for the word death is thanatos. It means physical death or spiritual death, which means before Adam sinned, if Adam had not sinned, Adam would still be alive right now. Y'all ain't hear what I just said. Now that's a long life, ain't it? If he had never sinned, if he had never done wrong, Adam, yo, great, whatever, he'd still be alive right now. And I want to let you know, he would not look like he was thousands of years old. See, y'all keep thinking, ooh, he'll look old. That's because you are thinking from a fallen state. You don't know life before the fall. The only life you know is life after the fall.
So because that's all you know in your mind, when I say old, you think wrinkles. This man would have been thousands of years old and still looked like he was 30-something. My God, that's a good life. But not only was it natural death, it was, go back, come on now, don't move before me. Not only was it natural death, but it was spiritual death, which means to be separated from the life of God forever. Okay? What you mean? Adam is in the garden. They got conversation. Him and God getting along. As a matter of fact, the Bible declares that him and God so cool that God comes and meet him every day in the cool of the day. Can you imagine having an appointment with God? Can you imagine you and God are walking in such a realm? Watch this. See, the only reason we have to seek him now is because he became separated from us due to our sin. But before the fall, we didn't seek him. He sought us. He's in the garden. He's in the garden. They got an appointment. How you know God sought him? Because when he messed up, the first thing God said is, Adam, where you at? They had a relationship. They had fellowship. And I want to go deeper. I want to say that their relationship could not have been connected to needs. Adam didn't have no needs. So can you imagine the depth of their conversation? Because they got a prayer life without, my son got problems, my daughter going through, my husband getting on my nerve, I got a job problem. Can you imagine what they talked about? I believe they talked about something like, ooh, Lord, that's a pretty animal you made. This is conversation. They're in fellowship. Am I making sense? He's been separated from the life of God. Okay, well, prophet, I hear what you're saying. I hear you saying that Adam separated me. Okay, why did I get this penalty? Where did this penalty come from? Here it is. This penalty came because of a man named what?
Adam.
He's the first man. Now, let's go into that. Not only is he the first man, give me 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 21. Adam messed me up. For since by man came what?
Yes.
Since by man came what?
Yes.
Since by, y'all can't read? Say it loud in that. For since by man came what?
Yes.
All right, look at verse 22 of the same chapter. For as in Adam, all what?
Yes.
Everybody died in Adam. What does that mean? Adam was first the federal head.
Uh-huh.
What do you mean? He's the federal head. President Trump is the federal head of America. When your president goes to another country, you go to that country. Why? Because he is your representation. Say with me. President Trump walks in the room. When he walks to Russia, when he goes to Germany, when he goes to England, when he goes to any continent, he is a representation of you. Which means whatever he does affects you. Because he is your federal head. Am I making sense? But not only was Adam your federal head, he was your seminal head, which means that in Adam, not only did he represent me, but he is my natural ancestor. Good God from on high. They so dead, they don't know what to do with themselves. He's your seminal head, which means embryonically, if you trace all the way back, thousands thousands of years, somewhere, he's your great, 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 great granddaddy. We was all in him. You existed in Adam. Am I making sense? Y'all got to get this. So not only is he a representation, but he's also your great, 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 you know, a million times great, great granddaddy, because you existed in him. And if I was in him in the garden, when he sinned, I sinned. You got to get this now. Say, he sin, I sin. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 10. Remember that? The Bible say, for he was yet in the loins of his father when Melchizedek met him. Here go God, here go Abraham, offering a tithe to Melchizedek. But Isaac was in his loins. So when Abraham paid tithe, Isaac paid tithes. You got that? Not naturally, but embryonically, because he was in him when he met Melchizedek. Does that make sense? Give me Romans chapter 5, verse 12. Look at what it's going to show us. It says, come on, come on. Romans chapter 5, verse 12. Glory to God. Wherefore, as by one man. Who's that one man? Who's that one man? Sin entered into the what?
World.
And death by
sin.
And so death passed upon who?
All men.
Some men.
All men.
Some men.
All men.
Death passed upon all men, for that all have
sin.
How? I wasn't even here. I wasn't even here. I didn't do nothing wrong. Didn't have to. Your daddy did something wrong. And because he did wrong, you did wrong. See, that's why y'all got to understand about these generational curses. That's why it matter what you do. Because it don't just affect you, it affects your children. Come on, come on, talk back to me. Am I making sense? He's my federal head. Somebody shout federal head.
Federal head.
Shout Seminole head.
Seminole head.
Federal head means he represented a bunch of us. But God said, I need to go deeper. He's not just your federal head. He's your Seminole head. You are in Adam. In Adam, everybody died. And because in him, everybody died, everybody now has to deal with this devil called, somebody shout, sin. What did Adam do? Give me 5:19. He disobeyed. For as by one man's what?
Disobedience.
All it took was one man. Now you got to get this, because I'm going to help you. By one man's what?
Disobedience.
By one man's what? Come on, by one man's what?
Disobedience.
Many were made
sinners.
Who was that one man, church?
Adam.
All right. So because of his disobedience, everybody became susceptible to this thing called sin. And now that sin is in the world, the results is, because of what Adam did, it's easy to sin now. Y'all in a rush? Because of what Adam did, you're more inclined to do wrong than to do right. Come on, let's be honest in here. Ain't no fight to do wrong. The fight is to do right.
My God, my God.
It's easy. It's easy to do wrong. Don't cost you nothing to do wrong. But it's tough to do what's right. Paul said, there's a war going on in my members. Yes, when I would do good. Evil is always present. I really want to do right, but I got a sin nature. And this nature make me do stuff that I say I ain't going to do no more. Come to church, lay on the altar, and say, I'll never do it again, and get up tomorrow and do it again. I didn't do that to myself. Adam did that to me. Because of sin. Now I can get sick. Before Adam messed up, wasn't no sickness. Wasn't no COVID-19. Come on, church. Wasn't no cancer. Wasn't no arthritis. Hallelujah to God. Your bones didn't crack. Bones didn't pop. Bones didn't deteriorate. Hallelujah. Excuse me, y'all. I'm getting happy. Skin didn't wrinkle. Wasn't no acne. Wasn't no eczema. Wasn't none of that. Wasn't no getting fat. Come on, talk to me. Can you imagine a world where you could eat as much as you want to and you never get fat? My God, that's a good life. Don't gain no weight. Don't got to work out. Hallelujah. Amen. Your hair stayed in place supernaturally. I want to help y'all. I need y'all to understand something. Under the fall, before the fall, I'm not even sure that there would have been babies. The only reason things have to grow is because of the fall. Adam never was a baby. He was always a man. Before the fall, ain't even got to go through puberty. Come on, no menstrual cycle, women. Shalabaya. All of this is because of sin. Brought disease. Brought infirmity. Brought depression. You depressed. Don't know. All of this is the result of the fall. What we had before the fall was paradise. Hallelujah. In the presence of the Lord, there is the fullness of joy. It's over there. They had joy for real. Their joy was not contingent upon what they was going through. They didn't have a smile when their bills were paid. They didn't have happiness when everything went good. All of that depression and oppression and suppression. Wasn't even nobody hating on nobody. These haters ain't come to the fall. Come on. What you hating on if we all bless? There was no way to compare because we all had the same thing. No murder. Wasn't killing each other. Not just with a gun, with our mouth either. The Bible says, whoso hateth his brother is a murderer. Some of you don't kill people with a gun, but you kill people with your mouth. Death and life is in the power of your tongue. All of that came. And the only reason it's here is because of this thing called what? Sin. Thing called what?
Sin.
What am I trying to tell you? Adam messed us up. I mean, we jacked up, church. We were fine before he disobeyed. If Adam had just followed instructions, if he was not deceived, if he was not bamboozled, if he was not tricked, he'll be all right. But now, because of what Adam did, he messed us up completely. I want you to see this. Go back to Romans 5:19. I want you to see something, because I'm about to get happy. And we're about to get out of here. But this is just my intro to where we're going for the rest of the couple of weeks or months, however long I feel it. I feel this thing. For as by one man's, many were made what? Put it back up there. Adam messed us up completely. I want to see that. That looked good. I'm about to get happy. But I'm about to get happy. I'm telling you, I'm about to get happy, y'all. Y'all ready? Did you sin or did Adam sin? And because I'm in Adam, it made me sin. You got that? Let's try it again. Did you sin or Adam sin? And when Adam sinned, you sin. Why? Because you in him. So if one man can mess us up, hey, I'm about to get happy. If one man messed us up, one man can make us immune. Hey, y'all about to make me happy up in here. Somebody shout, one man.
One man.
Sit down. You got to get happy. Romans 5:19. One man's disobedience made us sinners. So by the obedience. Wait. Not by my obedience. Not by everything I do right. Because if it took me doing right, I'd still be jacked up. But every time I do wrong, he did right for me. Every time I disobey, he obeyed for me. And he's my federal head and my seminal head. That's why I had to get born again so I can get born in him. Hey. And that's why I had to become a new creature, and it took the blood, because my salvation is a blood transfusion. Shake your neighbor, say, I am immune.
Thank you for listening to the Prophetic Radio Broadcast with Prophet Brian Karn. We invite you to join us at a Kingdom City church near you. Come worship with us at KCC Jacks in Jacksonville, Florida, every Sunday at 8 a.m. or 10 a.m. and Thursdays and Fridays at 7 p.m. at 2104 North Main Street, Jacksonville, Florida, or at KCC Charlotte in Charlotte, North Carolina. For more information on our services, text the word Kingdom City, which is all one word, to the number 22828. That's Kingdom City to 22828. Or call 1-833-522-5433. You can also visit us online at kccharlotte.org, kccjacks.org, or briankarn.com for more information and to sow a seed into the ministry. More grace, we're excited about your future.